Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts is offering special activities both at the First Friday Art Trail and on Saturday as well. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we are at the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, or as we know it, LUCA. And we're here to celebrate a very special event that's coming up over the course of this week and this weekend with the First Friday Art Trail. And to join us this morning, we have two very special people from the Louise Hopkins Underwood Center for the Arts, beginning with Lindsay Maestri.
Yes.
And it's wonderful to have you. And Jordan Canal. Thank you both for being with us today.
Thank you so much for having us on.
Absolutely. Lindsay, tell us a little bit about you to begin with so people will know who you are.
So I am the interim executive director here at LUCA. I am not originally a Lubbock native, but moved here about 2 years ago and have really enjoyed my time in Lubbock.
Excellent. And Jordan, tell us about you.
I am also not a native. I'm the programs coordinator here at LUCA. I'm from Florida. So I moved here about a year ago, and so I'm very excited to find LUCA in Lubbock.
All right. Well, welcome. We're glad you're
Thank
here.
You.
Excellent. So, as most people know, LUCA is really a clearinghouse for so many artistic things in our community, and you have a big event that's part of LUCA, but is also part of the Friday Art Trail that's coming up. Tell us about this.
So, we have the First Friday Art Trail, which is coming up this Friday, December 7th, and as a part of that art trail, we will be doing a hands-on make and take that I'll let Jordan tell you a little bit more about. But it's a part of our One Book LBK One Read. It's like a one community read program.
What is that for people who don't know?
Yes, so that's when the community picks one book. We picked Bless Me Ultima this year, and we are all reading that same book. And we've come together several times to sort of discuss that book. There have been smaller book clubs that are meeting throughout the city, and then coming back to LUCA to have really more extensive conversations on the ideas and the themes in the book.
Okay. And for people who are interested and want to know more, is the book still available if people want to catch up?
Yes, for sure. So they can stop by LUCA anytime this week, and we have free copies of the book they can pick up.
And great. We'll have copies available Saturday as well.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, great. And then there are a whole series of events, as I understand it, taking place here at LUCA about this book that coincide with the art trail. Tell us a little bit, Jordan, how does that work?
Okay, so we chose Bless Me Ultima by Rodolfo Anaya, and so when I joined, we decided to program it. So we had Zach Hernandez come and do a talk on the Chicano Latino literature, and then we had Deborah Bignes of Lubbock Lake Landmark. She came to talk about the history and the evolution of the people on the plains and some of the natural, you know, characteristics you see on the Olano. And then we had Joe Arredondo from Texas Tech University come and do an herbal workshop because he's quite knowledgeable on different herbs that are mentioned in the book and how you can use them as tonics and tinctures. And then we're very excited for our make and take on Friday. We have artist Stacy Elko. We're gonna make Ultima-inspired scapulars. So usually they're a religious form that are worn, but Ultima's was special because it's a pouch for herbs. So we're gonna kind of go on that premise. Mm-hmm. And then on Saturday, we have our finale. So we're having Hector Armienta is coming, and we're gonna screen the Bless Me Ultima opera that he has created and composed. And then he's gonna talk to us about his process.
All right. Let's unpack a lot of that. That's a lot. Wow.
Yes.
So tell us about, first of all the people that you have involved, Joe Arredondo and different mm-hmm. things. This is like a who's who of all the great people in our community.
True.
So that's really great. And then on Friday, this event that you're having, for people who are interested, who, what, where, and how can they be a part of this event with the scapular?
Okay, so we're going to feature it at our First Friday Art Trail. It'll be in our graffiti building on the plaza. It's open to everybody. The materials will be provided. You can just come in from the cold, because it shall be cold, and sit down. There's going to be imagery available. Stacy's there with some of her wonderful art as well. And you can just get inspired and create your own thing. We have different charms, beads, materials, lots of glitter glue. So it'll be, you can just go wild with it. So we're hoping to attract a lot of kids as well and bring them into our one book community, because we haven't really featured a lot for them just yet.
So this is something that could be done in conjunction with people who are on the trail.
Yes.
Do they have time to stop and do this?
Yes. Yes. So people can stop by while on the trail. We actually have kind of gathered quite a following. I have people who are coming to every event, some from the different organizations, some just following our events. So some people have said, you know, I'm not really into this, and they still show up, and then they leave with, oh my goodness, I have to go there. I have to see what Lubbock Lake Landmark's about. I learned so much. Or the herbs. The herbs was probably one of our more successful events. People mm-hmm. are now constantly contacting me about what they've been doing with herbs. So there's a lot. It's focused on the book, but so many people are coming from different walks of life, different organizations. People who have experienced Luca in different ways are now coming and experiencing a totally new facet. So it's been a great project to work on.
Mm-hmm. Now, I understand that the book, Bless Me Ultima, right, has been used as the basis for an opera.
Yes.
And that, you'll have an event about that on Saturday. Tell us about that.
So on Saturday, we're inviting Hector Armienta. He currently resides in Oakland, and he's worked in conjunction with Rodolfo and created an opera based on Bless Me Ultima. He is a composer. He's part of the opera cultura, and so it's debuted in Albuquerque at the National Hispanic Heritage Cultural Center. It's a sold out crowd, and then he just debuted in San Francisco and it received rave reviews. So we will be the third location, I think, to actually screen it.
Right.
So we're very excited to have him, and then he's actually agreed to come here in person. And so he's going to come, we're going to screen it, and then he's going to talk to us about his process, answer questions, and we're just so excited to have him here in Lubbock and on site.
Great, excellent. Lindsay, for the event on Saturday, can people just come, and when is it?
So it starts at 11:30, and yes, they can just come, just show up. We don't have reservations in advance, just stop in and take part in the opera.
Okay. The opera probably lasts a while, so people should budget a fairly good amount of time, I suppose.
It takes about 1 hour and 45 minutes.
Okay.
So if they budget about 2 hours of their time, they'll be able to see that opera and then also participate in some of that Q&A that's happening.
Right. What a great weekend for Luca. This is terrific. And I want to thank you both, Lindsay Maestri and Jordan Canal. Thank you both very much for being our guests on the Front Row today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.